Well, hello. This is Dr. Carolina again for another episode of Talking with Dr. Carolina. I've had so many wonderful guests already in this podcast series, and today is no exception. We are fortunate to have with us Dae-Young Kim, who is certified public accountant. I'm telling you, he's a phenomenal, not only businessman, but person. And we're going to just get started. We're going to jump right in. Welcome, Dae-Young.
Thanks for having me today, Dr. Carolina.
I am so glad you're with us. Dae-Young, would you please just tell our listeners something about yourself and how you came to America and how you become such the professional that you are?
Oh, yes. I came to the America in 1999 as an international student. After getting the MBA from the St. John's University, I lived in the New York for 20 years, and I became the U.S. citizen many, many years ago. And I'm very thankful for the America to give me another fantastic chance to live as the citizen in here.
Dae-Young, you not only are a phenomenal citizen, you contribute in a meaningful way. Some of the things that you do as a CPA in the New York metropolitan area would include what? Tell us some of the basic things that you do as a professional.
Yes. Usually I do for the tax advice for the small business. For example, like this kind of a pandemic situation, many small businesses has the financial difficulties. And federal government, they offering small business for some opportunity, but many business owners, they don't know how to seek the opportunity. So I'm very happy to help them without any fee or charge. As an accountant, I have a very thankful to have time to dedicate my ability to help our community.
And Dae-Young, tell me, how have you been affected personally? You are of Asian descent. And, you know, needless to say, this pandemic initially on a national level was called the Chinese flu, which, you know, disproportionately affected some of our Asian family members. So tell us, what is your feeling about that? And have you been affected in any way with regard to that? It's important to for our listeners and for people to understand.
Anyway, is the pandemic called as a Chinese virus? Yes, maybe there's some kind of the basic ground. Maybe Wuhan is the first place to spread the virus, and Chinese government, they don't do the proper job to prevent this kind of the virus spread all over the world. But I don't think what is the important thing is we as all together, as all people, regardless the color or the race or sex, we have to deal with this pandemic, not blame and not point the finger to each other. This is your blame or my blame or others' blame. That is wrong. What we have to do is we have to find out a solution like a vaccine or any other effective way we get rid of this virus in our all over the country. And right now, why this some people they just avoid this hard situation, blame to other race or any other activities like, you know, the police things or whatever. Many things that happen right now. I'm living in here in 20 years as a U.S. citizen, but I never expecting any curfew in the top of the world country. I never heard about the curfew in my mother country in Korea. Korea is not as advanced as the U.S., but we don't have a curfew. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised. You know, I experienced the, you know, there's a 9/11 terrorism, many financial crises. But this kind of the curfew and police matter, I never expecting in the top of the world country happen right now in here in New York City.
Would you say that the curfew Because I think the perspective of the curfew was initially it was a stay at home with regard to the virus, but then the curfew occurred once the protests started. So what is your take about the curfew in light of protests, peaceful protests, and or the protests that weren't so peaceful?
Yes. For the pandemic, the lockdown, of course, I agree. Mm-hmm. That's for everyone's safety.
Very good.
Yeah. But to prevent the demonstration, peaceful, it was the peaceful demonstration. We have the right. We have the speech of the right. Mm-hmm. And why they limit our constitutional right using the curfew? Curfew is the way just prevented our peaceful demonstration. And the thing happened was wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not a black. Mm-hmm. I'm Asian. But the thing happened to the Asian anytime. It happened to me or happened to my children. It happened to the white. So just forget the race, color, sex, whatever. It can be happen anyone. Even it happened to Mr. President's children too. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this kind of the remedy, impose the curfew, is not the right things.
Mm-hmm. So wonderful points. Thank you. I very meaningful and insightful points, by the way. I think it was Dr. King who said injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere, and intolerance the same. Tell me some of the challenges you face as an immigrant coming into this country. I think it's important that our struggles as well as our accomplishments are heard. And sometimes as Americans, we don't always appreciate the struggles that people go through in order to get to where they are. You know, I've heard it said, at least the acronym is that, you know, you can see my shine, but you don't know, you know, what I had to do to get there, you know, all of the dusting, if you will, that it took to get shiny. So tell us about some of your struggles, some of the persevering realities of you achieving what you have.
There's a good example. There are many things happen in the subway system. Mm-hmm. Asian girl beaten by someone else because she did not wearing the mask. Mm-hmm. Another case, another girl was beaten by another someone because she wear the mask. Mm-hmm. So, you know, wearing the mask, not wearing the mask, they keep blame the Asian for the cause of the spread of this pandemic. It's the same, because they are, you know what? Because they don't see as the immigrant as the object way. They just see us as a subject way. Mm. They showing us, you know, you are the problem maker. But as an immigrant, because anyway, United States is funded by immigration.
Well said.
Yeah, it was owned by Aborigine, American Indians, mm-hmm. white, black, Asia, Spanish, we are all immigrants. Mm-hmm. And
so let me just add one thing, because I know I have some very intelligent listeners. With the exception of the African American, all groups, with the exception of the Native American, decided to come here. They're immigrants. Of course, African Americans had no choice in that matter. They weren't on a cruise line coming here, right? But go right ahead, finish your...
Oh, yes. Anyway, the country is built by all immigrants' effort.
Wonderful.
Especially for me, for example, I work like 70, 80 hours per week.
Yes.
I don't care about the overtime. I don't care about the Saturday, Sunday, any holiday. If I can have make money to support my family, mm-hmm. I have to do it. That way, our immigrants we have a better life.
Wonderful.
I don't get any laro. I don't get any free money from the government. Mm-hmm. It was from all of my effort. So all society should acknowledge all of the immigrants' effort.
Wonderful.
Also, we pay for the tax. We support the money, even the all government election, all firemen, policemen, military, they received their salary from our tax payment. So as a taxpayer, we have a right to getting the respect from them. So please don't disregard any of us. We are the all same people and same U.S. citizen.
Wonderfully, wonderfully said, wonderfully articulated, Dae-young. Dae-young, I noticed that you often, your name is Dae-young Kim, but you also use a name that I think is easier for Americans to pronounce, and that is Brandon. Would you speak to that? I think many Asian Americans have that additional chore of having to create an American pseudonym or American name for Americans. Talk to me about that.
Usually, there's also one of the discrimination is showing that. Many people, even my original name is Dae-young, Dae-young, even they don't try to pronounce my name at all. Oh, your name is not English. Your name is foreign English, so I cannot pronounce your name. So I heard that kind of the complaint many years. That's why I don't have any other option to create my own English name. It's so sad because my name is coming from my parents. My parents give me the lovely name, but I cannot use my lovely name in here. So please, even I know it's very hard to pronounce my name, but please call me my name, please.
Wonderful, wonderful. Your name has a lot to do with your identity. And because America often touts that it is a melting pot, I often say it is more of a salad bowl. I taught world history for a number of years at Camden County College in New Jersey. And the salad bowl concept suggests that instead of us just blending together some big yucky gray color, we are salad and we are individuals, but yet we are all still in the bowl together. And what helps, I think, to your point, is that when we learn to respect each other, we learn to respect each other's name. One of the first things that African Americans, that they stripped us of, were our names, you know? And so that's a way of stripping you of a sense of pride in your own dignity. Well said, Dae-young. Dae-young, you are an accomplished, well-sought-after accountant, a CPA with a whole lot of credentials behind your name. I know this myself, both professionally and personally. Tell us, what is the most, the best thing about your profession as an accountant? Tell us something about that.
Oh, I'm seeking my professional designation because education is the only way to getting the better life in this country. So after getting my professional designation, what I'm most proud of is the compliment from my children. My children, when they were young, they don't know what father did. But right now, I'm using the email address at the end of the CPA. So my kids, they try to find out what is a CPA mean from the Google search, and they found out, oh, my father is a professional. That part is, they make me most happily things in my whole life.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. And Dae-young, this has been such a tremendously rewarding interview for me. Share with us anything else that you would like our listeners to know about you, Dae-young, and maybe even about your family. You have some children and things like that.
Yes. As a U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter Asian, Black, Spanish, or whatever. I'm the same as you. We are all friends. So please don't look at us as a different way. We are the same person in the America as the same citizen, and I'm one of your friends. Whenever you need any help, let me know, and all of Asian gonna be support all of you.
And tell us the name of your company.
So, yes.
Search you.
You can search me from the Google search. It's a FIRMUS Group, FIRMUS, FIRMUS Group.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Daeyoung, again, thank you so much for consenting to have your story told. And listen, this is Dr. Carolina. Your story is important. Please stay tuned. I will be calling, looking for, and hoping to get you to tell your story as well. Have a wonderful day.